Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Richard Dolan has to leave in a moment, so let's just talk to him a little bit further. We have Red Pill Junkie talking about the Roswell slides, or as Kevin Randall says, not the Roswell slides, with Gene and Chris. Now, that's the big thing I'm going to ask you before you leave, Richard, and that is,
sure,
even if this represents a possibly alien creature, even if it once was a living being, we can't assume it's Roswell.
No, I agree with that. Totally agree with that. Now, Don and Don Schmidt and Tom Carey do believe that it represents the creature from Roswell. Their feeling is they think that the slide is from fall of 1947. They have their reasons for thinking that. Maybe they're right. And if you go on those various assumptions, you would say, well, it makes the most sense. The reconstruction of the creature that was done, they maintain, is a reasonably close facsimile to the descriptions that witnesses had of the Roswell creature. I don't know, maybe. But no, I'm with you on that, Gene. I don't know who called it the Roswell slides. I don't think they did.
Eventually, I think they picked up on it, though.
They have. I mean, I think they've gone with the flow on it. But I agree. I mean, it's if we could determine that it's a truly anomalous creature, that's still not the same as connecting it to Roswell. But that, to me, is of lesser importance anyway.
Richard Dolan, thank you for taking time out for a surprise appearance here in the Paracast.
Well, I'm glad to do it. Since this whole thing happened, this is the first time in my career in ufology that I've gotten actually a lot of hate mail. So I'm like, wow. Oh, wow. I mean, every now and then in the past, I would get some really hard critics, you know, coming in on me. But no, this is like a totally
different matter. Well, the nicest guys in the field doesn't deserve that.
Thank you so much, Chris. Well, I'm riding through, and it's okay, honestly. I mean, I understand how this issue can just generate such strong opinions. What I'll just add, though, what I find a little bit disappointing is just the vitriol that I have witnessed, even long before I got involved in this, just observing this case or as it developed over the last couple of years, and the character assassination. I mean, if people like Tom Carey, when I hear people describing Tom Carey as a con man, I just want to laugh. I spent the entire last weekend with Tom, and he is the opposite of a smooth operator in every possible way that I can imagine, and he'd be the first to agree with that. He's the age of my dad. He's very set in his ways. He likes a quiet life. He's not a con man. I mean, you might find things to disagree with him about in his research. Fine, be my guest. But, I mean, there are people out there who are just saying the most really vicious things about these guys, and I just don't see it. You know, I don't see why it's necessary. If you want to disagree with someone, stay on point.
But my only consideration here is maybe they tried too hard to make that connection. And that's
if that's so, then that's so. But that doesn't make them bad people. And
No,
I mean, that's just not the way to conduct a discussion on anything. You know, stick to the main line, stick to the facts. But what I've told these guys, in fact, I went to the airport with them this morning out of Mexico City. And I said, for the umpteenth time, I said, a website has to go up. And they agree with this. And it's got to go up with all of the data, kind of like a home base for the slides, with the slides themselves, high res, with all of the testimony, the analysis, the videos, interviews that accompany, the whole thing, just so that everyone can go to it and then be able to have access to that information. I think that's really the only way to move ahead. That's what this is about. And I do believe that they will be doing that in the next week. I'm actually anxious that they get it done, because for my sake as well, just personally, I just want this whole thing done and up there. And I don't feel a need to argue pro or con. I have no problem saying that I was impressed by the testimony of the scientists. That's the main thing that's kept me interested up till now.
Richard Dolan, thank you for joining us very briefly on the Paracast.
My pleasure. Thanks, Gene.
So that came as a surprise, folks, a big surprise. We had Richard Dolan making a brief appearance here, and he was one of the people who appeared, if only briefly, during this presentation. Now, Miguel, having had that brief conversation with Richard Dolan, what is your take on it?
Well, the first time I heard that Rich had been approached by Maussan and accepted to get involved in the whole thing, I was kind of worried for his sake because, well, I like Rich. I had the pleasure to meeting him for the first time last year at the Paradigm Symposium. He's a very likable guy, very approachable, you know, very, very congenial, you know. We had a chance to chat a few nights during the Paradigm event, and I was kind of worried because I really feared that Maussan was going to use his reputation in the UFO field as a promoting tool for the event. And I must reluctantly say that that was kind of the case, you know. I've heard on several times Maussan saying, you know, how people thought that someone like with the stature of Richard Dolan or Don Smith or Tom Carey would risk their careers with some thing like the slides of a mummy, you know. Did they think that they were stupid or something? So I felt, ah, man, this guy is really using them, you know, as pawns on this chessboard. And I also have to point out, this is not the first time he has tried to do that. I remember that some years ago when he was promoting what he said was the body of a small alien found by some farmer. I don't remember when exactly, but in the end, it turned out to be nothing but the body of a monkey, you know, a skinned monkey. He approached a very prominent researcher in the 14th field that happens to be a friend of mine. I don't want to give up his name because, well, the thing transpired on a private conversation via email, and I also don't want to brag about, you know, I'm friends with so-and-so. But my friend approached me and said, Miguel, Maussan has contacted me and he has sent me information about this this thing that he found, and he wants me to see if I get involved in the investigation. And I said to my friend, you know, be aware that Maussan has already shown this so-called alien body on national Mexican television, and I'm not sure if he has already told you that. And if that turned out to be the case, Maussan hadn't revealed to my friend that the body had already been publicly revealed. And then because of that, my friend decided to turn down Maussan's request, and he didn't get involved in that. And, well, I think it was all for the better because it turned out to be nothing but a hoax.
Now, what I'm seeing here, of course, is that we have three expert witnesses, like you have in a trial, who testify in favor of the plaintiff, the prosecution, prosecuting the case that there's two slides of E.T. On the other hand, you know, other experts may be found that say, you know what, it's a mummy.
Yeah. I mean, these forensic experts, Salce, Galindo, Doble, we don't know right now how much knowledge they have studying mummies, be that recent mummies, desiccated mummies,
yeah,
or ancient Egyptian mummies.
Yeah, not to mention how much they may have been paid.
So that's, well, the other issue, too, you know. It's like anything else. They're hired help. Would they? We don't know their reputations.
Maussan was very made it very clear, because before Salce's testimony, a representative of the Instituto Nacional de Ciencias Forenses, the National Institute of Forensic Sciences, appeared on stage and presented Maussan with their official report that had been elaborated by Salce, and they made it clear that they never accepted any money from Maussan, that you know, they did it for free.
Okay, that sounds certainly makes it more credible. We have Red Pill Junkie, with Gene and Chris. We had a brief conversation also with Richard Dolan. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, I should tell you here that when we do the Paracast, we have plans. And sometimes things turn out differently, and we're glad that Richard Dolan had a few moments to join us to give his point of view, because it's important that we look into this seriously. As I said, I still think, and I'm not a forensic anthropologist, I still think it looks like a mummy.
Yeah.
But what do I know? Now, there's a second photo, the second slide. Let's talk about that second slide for a few moments. Because mm-hmm. the second slide, there's writing on it, on the little label or something.
Yeah, and it was funny because, like you have already mentioned, Gene, Maussan didn't show the second slide until the very end. And I even tweeted, you know, what happened to the second slide? You know, where's the second slide? And I really thought, well, maybe they're not going to show it after all. But then she said, no, this is the second. It's the same as the first, only it was taken without a flash. Right, so the same angle, the same position, but instead of seeing the skirt and the legs of what seems to be a woman wearing a blue dress, we see portion of the shirt and the trousers of a man standing next to the showcase. And as you had already stated, the writing in the cardboard placard seems more much more knitted, although they claim that they were never able to decipher the writing, but although at this moment we don't know if they attempted to do so with the second darker slide. You know, Maussan said, well, you know, this is the first time that I see the slides. He had seen it on a computer screen, so when she saw it on stage, you know, said, well, now that I look at it, you know, here on stage, it really looks pretty knitted, you know, because up until that, they thought that it wasn't their while to show it because it was way too dark. But so we don't know if they will use the second slide to try to see what that placard says.
It sounds like a certainly key issue. Now, one thing to mention here, you didn't see the real slides. It was just a reproduction of the slides that was projected, right?
Yeah, well, that doesn't really bother me that much. I mean, what were they going to do? You know, use an old projector borrowed from some school and show that on the National Auditorium, if it was shown in some small theater, yeah, then maybe they would have shown the slides. But I think that they had said beforehand that they didn't want to risk taking the slides to Mexico anyway. And, well, you know, as a Mexican citizen, I can kind of understand that, you know, having been had problems, you know, sometimes with missing luggages and whatnot.
I understand. I'm looking at the slide, and I see the color looks normal. Now, understand Kodachrome no longer being used, but it was a daylight slide film, okay? You'd made reversals, they call them. You'd made actual slides. You'd be able to project the physical slide. You wouldn't have a negative. It'd be a direct transparency. So the question here is, would there have been color correction to those slides when they were projected? That would be an interesting question that we'd have to ask them.
I also question their claim that the body it was about 3 to 4 feet long. I don't know about you, Gene and Chris, but I look at the images and it looks way shorter than that. You know, maybe more than two feet.
Looks more like 3 feet.
Well, the thing here also is you have to evaluate it in relationship to the only size that can be measured or considered, which is that of this woman. So I guess you're trying to assume here how big is it or was it compared to the physical person who is seen there. Of course, you don't know how tall that person is. If it's a woman, as it appears to be, maybe her average height would be from 5 feet to 5.5 feet.
Maybe, but well, I'm a designer, right? I design furniture. So from a designer point of view, my estimate is that the glass shelf in which the body was put, I don't think it's more than 12 inches in depth, you know? So maybe that's a point of comparison to try to assess its size.
Well, it still comes down to the same thing here. Is this a human being? Is this an alien? And if it is an alien, where was this taken And why would it be treated in such a casual fashion? That's the biggest thing about it. When we set aside what the scientists said, the three scientists, and we look at the picture, it is so troubling. It's no wonder so many people disbelieve it. Now, after the scientists came on and they gave their presentation, obviously Richard Dolan was clearly impressed by it. What else happened? Was that the end of the show?
Yeah, after Galindo, who was the third specialist, gave his testimony or presentation, it was the turn of, after that, then it was the time for the quote-unquote hologram, you know, to be shown, you know, when the alien was supposed to come alive and walk on stage, you know, and maybe it was because the place where I was seated, you know, I was we were in one of the balconies, so we were on a very angle, looking down at the stage. So whatever kind of interesting effect of, you know, of seeing things like a hologram was supposed to be, you know, I didn't catch it, because to me it seemed just like a CGI reconstruction, you know, moving around and that shown on some kind of rectangle screen, you know. And in my opinion, it lasted way too long, you know, more than a minute and a half, you know, not even a decent walking cycle, you know, from an animation point of view, you know. So maybe they could have cut that shorter.
I think the entire thing could have been cut shorter.
Yeah.
And done in a more presentable fashion. I still do not understand why you had to go to Mexico City for this. Because if you want to get the attention of the American media, you go to Washington, D.C., you go to the National Press Club. You don't go to some place there. And I'm not saying it's not a great location. As you say, it's a prestigious location in Mexico City. It certainly is a venue where you have entertainment figures. It's a place that obviously is a well-built structure and something that someone would be proud to have an event there. But it's kind of off the beaten track in terms of getting media attention. We've got more to talk about with Miguel, Red Pill Junkie, and Gene and Chris. You're in
America.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris O'Brien's on the road, which is why he sounds hollow, because he's suffering from the digital haze of a cell phone connection, unfortunately. We have Red Pill Junkie, Miguel, who attended the Roswell Slides or not the Roswell Slides event. And we're trying to put things together to figure out what's going on and whether these two slides show a being that did not originate on this earth. And it'd be nice to see what that little sign is all about. If only it can be interpreted. I suppose if there's a higher resolution version. Were you able to see anything when you saw that second slide, or did it pass too quickly to figure out what the lettering was about?
The lettering was completely undecipherable. You know, they didn't even attempt to do some kind of zoom in to try to see if you could make out something of it. You know, the only thing that I could detect was that it seemed to have been written with some kind of purplish ink or some kind.
Like a magic marker or something? That would be black, wouldn't it? No, they've had purple magic markers. But back in the 1940s, did they have magic markers?
I don't know. You know, but I'm not sure if a magic marker, I think the point will be too thick, don't you think? Maybe, I think they probably use some kind of fountain pen.
Okay, looks like the magic marker came out in 1953. Sorry about that, folks. Just looked it up. It's Sidney Rosenthal's magic marker. So there you go, what that's about. Oh, by the way, I had a question here from Constance, and I'm going to summarize it pretty quickly from our forums. Mm-hmm. And mostly it's whether scientists, having been exposed to this and because of the fact that several scientists gave a pretty positive presentation, is that going to be enough to bring other scientists to look at the slides and make their own determinations, or will it be just dismissed out of hand, which is what I'm adding to that question?
Well, who knows? Maybe, like Rich said, you know, the first order of the day for them will be to release a press issue along with the scientific reports, the paper that the forensic scientists elaborated, translated in English, of course, and publish them as soon as possible so other independent scientists can read it and they can assess whether it's valid data or it's only wishful thinking.
Now, here's the big question, which I guess we can discuss, and there's no answer to it, really, I think. And that is, even if that picture shows an alien being, there's no way to know where it was taken. There's no way to know who took it. No way to know exactly when. We can only guess within a range of months or years. So what do we do with it?
Yeah, who knows, you know. I mean, like you said, there is also no way to determine whether the being is an extraterrestrial, right? I mean, how could you say that? You know, you can determine that from an image. You know, at least you could say it's an anomalous body. You can't go beyond that. I remember how Nick Redfern, you know, on his post at Mysterious Universe, I think he hit the nail of the head when he said that even if the slides turn out to be the real deal, then they will probably go and become like the Roswell version of the Patterson-Gimli film, you know, that the famous or infamous film taken in 1967 in the Pacific Northwest. And all these years later, you know, you still have 50% of the people in cryptozoology claiming that it really shows some kind of unknown hominid roaming the forest of the Pacific Northwest, while the other 50% says that it's just a guy in a gorilla suit, you know, and 100% of the skeptics just laughing at it. And the reason for that is the same reason that we really can't do anything with these Roswell slides, because we don't have a body yet. We don't have a Bigfoot body, and we certainly don't have an alien body.
I think that's a real good analogy. You know, I think the Patterson-Gimli film would be a good comparison. The jury will always be out on that film, just as the jury will undoubtedly always be out on these slides. I think there's too many holes in the story. There's not enough provenance for the evidence chain. And I think that's always going to give the skeptics and the debunkers just enough room to, you know, have it become wedge, have these issues become wedge issues. And always keep this thing up in the air in terms of its efficacy and whether, you know, we're dealing with something that's truly diagnostic and high strange. I personally don't see it. But again, I've been gone. I haven't had a chance to really dive into the testimony of the scientists, nor have I had a chance to really take a good look, a careful look at the actual higher res reproductions of the slides. So, but your point is well taken about the Patterson film. I think that's a very good analogy.
Yeah, and this is, of course, the best case scenario, because worst case scenario is that this is just the Santilli alien autopsy video all over again, right? And just another hoax, and maybe one that will really undermine even more the Roswell case. And there's even a lot of some people pointing out some kind of odd coincidences between the Santilli video and the Roswell slides. The first one, that apparently they were released with exactly 20 years of difference, and I'm not sure that's actually the case. You know, May 5th of 1995 with the Santilli video and May 5th of 2015 with the Roswell slides. And also, I think that George Weinfield is claiming that Santilli had a nickname for his alien puppet. He named it Hilda, and Hilda is the name of the person who allegedly is involved in the whole provenance with the slides. So I don't know. It gets weirder and weirder.
And interesting that all that information first surfaced on Paracast forums too.
He mentioned that there was the Paracast forums was involved, and also he mentioned John Lundberg, who was the director of
and would not deny being involved. So,
wow, so there you go, you know, even curiouser and curiouser.
Well, again, the PowerCast makes the news.
Mm-hmm.
How that goes. All right, so there we have it, folks. And we've got another segment to do on this week's episode. But we're still getting this central picture here that regardless of how the analysis turns out, it doesn't prove Roswell. It doesn't prove anything except that we once had some anomalous creature that may or may not have lived, may or may not have been some kind of Hollywood mock-up, may have been a museum piece, may have represented the creature that landed 1,000 years ago. I mean, if it's a mummy, wouldn't it be 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 years old? That's another point of view.
Okay.
What do you think, Chris?
I don't know. I'm going to reserve judgment until I get a chance to get my fanny back home in front of my computer. I really haven't had a chance to, like I said, really look into the latest. I think Rich is right. We need to listen to the experts who are trotted out. Please give them a chance to make their case. And also, obviously, I'd like to take look at larger versions of higher res and higher res versions of the slides. I'm very doubtful. You know, I tend to be skeptical around sensational claims like this. So it's going to take a lot to really convince me that we're dealing with something completely above board and legitimate. I don't think we are.
So if you tuned in late, you'll want to listen to the show again because we had about 16 or 18 minutes spent with Richard Dolan, who was on the stage at the Roswell slides presentation. We have Gene and Chris and Red Pill Junkie, not the Roswell slides you're in.
The Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris is on the road, which is why his voice is filled with digital haze. You think, here in the 21st century, we have all these miraculous things that mobile phones can do, but they can't get the network to deliver decent sound that can't even match two tin cans held together by a wire.
It doesn't sound that bad, does it?
I think the tin cans have it over it.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm now only about 40 minutes away from the house, but the show's almost over, so I gave it my best shot, but
that's okay.
I had the weekend from hell.
We don't want to talk about that. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about it on After the Paracast this week, but we're focusing here on the Roswell slides, or not the Roswell slides, with Red Pill Junkie. I have another question from our forum, and it's not really about this case, but I thought maybe you'll have a chance to answer it right now. Mm-hmm. And that is, did you hear about any interesting, specific Mexican UFO cases while you were there? And I guess this is with regard to the Roswell slides event, but that wouldn't apply, would it?
No, I didn't. One thing that they did mention during the intermission, you know, that I listened to after I rushed from the restrooms like the rest of the people attending, was that they were promoting some kind of a documentary about the Jerusalem Temple Dome. And I'm sure that that Chris will recognize that this video has been proven a hoax, right? The infamous 2011 video that was allegedly taken on Jerusalem with the light coming right over
the perpetrators came forward.
Exactly. But here you have, you know, Maussan and his operation treating the case as legit. So,
obviously, there have been discussions about this, that based on very rough outside estimates, including the on-demand streaming video, that maybe they got between a quarter of $1 million or a little bit higher in revenue, but the sponsor says they lost about $100,000. Should we even worry about that, or is that a credible thing to consider?
I don't know. I mean, I've certainly read a lot of people accusing Maussan of being a huckster, a con man, and that he did it only for the money. And my own personal opinion is that I don't think it's as simple as that. I don't think, I honestly think that if Maussan's intentions weren't purely monetary, I truly believe that he, first of all, he has always liked to be the center of attention. I think he did it to try to retain his position as the most prominent ufologist in Mexico. Maybe he wanted to go down in history and said, look, I was the only one who was able to fill the national auditorium with a UFO event. Maybe he has convinced himself that what he's doing is the right thing. I mean, I'm sure he would have run with the money a long time ago if it wasn't the case, you know. So with Maussan, I think that he really is probably deceiving himself.
His intentions are honorable, but possibly his BS meter isn't quite as fine-tuned as it should be.
Yeah, probably. You know, probably his necessity to keep showing things to the public, you know, for his Tercer Milenio TV program, you know, makes him, you know, publish things that are questionable, to say the least.
Yeah, but I think his intentions, by and large, are honorable. I just think he's very excitable, and I think sometimes he wants to believe so much that possibly his judgment could be called into question.
Yeah, I think that he sees himself as some kind of a martyr, you know, always being attacked by the skeptics and the debunkers, you know, and he is fighting the good fight in order to bring about UFO disclosure, you know, and that kind of rhetoric is very appealing to the Mexican audience.
Well, again, I just wish they held this event in this country. I think it would have been treated more credibly, and also I think the media would have paid more attention to it, because right now, when you look at the coverage, you see scattered newspapers around the world, even the Huffington Post, which has some serious coverage of UFOs with Lee Spiegel and others, they had an article posted on this, and they removed it because the editor said that there were errors in it.
So Lee Spiegel published
he didn't write the article, no. Oh. By somebody else. Somebody apparently had penned an article on the Roswell slides that was withdrawn because of apparent factual errors.
What about Billy Cox on his The Boys column?
I haven't seen what he's written yet.
Because I think that I read in Kevin Randall's blog that he contacted one of the people who apparently studied the slides, you know, someone who is located in Rochester, New York, and apparently the Anthony Bragalia had claimed that he had bothered that person, but I'm not sure if that is actually the truth or not.
I know all this build-up before the event is what left a bad taste in the mouths of many people. I think that really hurt it, don't you?
I agree completely. I think that there was way too much hype and hyperbole. They could have toned it down a notch. And I think that maybe Jose Caravaca, you know, one of the people who have been also investigated this case, he had a point and said, you know, maybe they could have avoided all this bad blood if they had been a little more forthcoming, you know. Instead of, you know, trying to keep the slides as this big secret until the very end, maybe they could have shared it with a few independent researchers in order to try to build a stronger case for them.
And we're not saying that those three scientists are wrong in what they say. It's just that, as you point out, it could have been done in a much better way. And
would have, could have, should have.
Yeah, well, I'm not the one who promoted this, so what do I know? And I've only done one UFO convention. At least Jaime lost $100,000, he says. When I ran this UFO convention with my business partner back in the 1970s, I think we lost, all told, $135.
Got off light.
I felt lucky in retrospect. Yeah. Red Pill Junkie, can you tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff you write about?
Sure. Well, I'm a regular contributor for several sites, The Daily Grail, Mysterious Universe, and the Intrepid magazine blog. And I'm also a semi-regular guest on the Grimerica show podcast run by my friends Darren and Graham. And you also will see me, you know, creeping around on the Paracast forums here and there.
Yes, he does lurk. He's here in strange ways. You find him on the Paracast forums. You can also find us on Twitter, by the way. On Twitter, we're known as the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. You can't have one when you can have two. And we have that other service that we were talking about during the first segment. We also have the Paracast Plus. What's that all about? Well, we have a second radio show called After the Paracast. And to get yourself a copy of that show, to hear it, you have to join the Paracast Plus. We also offer the ad-free version of the show, higher resolution audio. All told, it's $5 a month, $50 a year, $175 for a five-year subscription. And we've got one more thing to present. Like Apple says at their events, one more thing, if you join for a year or more, you get a copy free of the ebook version of Stalking with Tricksters by our own Chris O'Brien. To find out more about the Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. What a show we had. Earlier we had a brief visit by Richard Dolan, UFO historian, and Red Pill Junkie. Thank you so much for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me, guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.